Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
The podcast you will hear today is an oral history, an informal interview of Sam Houston State University President Elliot T. Bowers by Dr. Bess Osborne, Professor of Education, and Paul Culp, Special Collections Librarian of SHSU's Gresham Library. Dr. Bowers, ninth president, served from 1970 until 1989, but his tenure here at the university was much longer. He spent 52 years at SHSU both as a student and as an administrator, having first come here to study for his undergraduate degree in September of 1937. The many accomplishments of his relatively long presidency are documented by files in the Thomason Room, as well as in his official papers and archives, but we can hear some of the highlights in his own voice as recorded on June 9, 1997, a number of years after his retirement. Since Dr. Bowers covers many notable events, the original recording is being divided into three segments. The part you will hear today deals with the manner in which Dr. Bowers came to be president, major additions to the physical plant in the 1960s, and a look back at two notable achievements of his predecessor and mentor, President Harmon Lohman. The first retrospective look at the achievements of the colorful Dr. Lohman, for whom the Student Center is named, is the manner in which SHSU came to be the first completely air-conditioned campus. The second is the story of the acquisition of the Huntsville Alien Internment Camp, more usually known as the POW Camp, at the end of World War II. Thanks to a cleverly composed proposal, Sam Houston State got the large block of land and all buildings for just $1 in various services to the federal government. Those services were ones that the college was happy to provide, mainly educating GIs and housing them and their families in the former barracks. But Dr. Bowers can tell it more vividly, as he and his family actually lived there.
June 9th, 1997.
Correct.
And this is Dr. Elliot Bowers, and we're in the Thomason Room at the Newton Gresham Library. This is Bess Osborne and Paul Culp interviewing Dr. Bowers about his years at Sam Houston. You want to start, Paul?
All right. I was so glad you could get up here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
The questions are very much off the top of our heads. I've thought about various things that people have asked me about your tenure as president and what's happened when, and student assignments coming in and asking about the building and the presidents and so on, the assignments. And so I've always got a few things down on the record here to help us.
Well, I'm going to do it just like you said you did. You frame the questions off the top of
off
your head.
Off the top of your head.
My answers will have to be the same. I didn't bring...
Bess, would you like me to just read the questions here and alternate?
Okay.
We have heard that you were the de facto president during Dr. Lohman's last illness, and then interim president, and then interim president to Dr. Templeton arrived on campus. Could you clarify the time period that you were acting president in the early 1960s?
Well, I can do it in broad terms, not specific dates, but in... the fall of 89 or spring of, no, not 89, 59, in the spring of 1960, Dr. Lohman called me one day to come to his office, and I went, and he said, I want you to quit doing what you were doing, which I felt flattered. I didn't know that he knew that I did anything. But he said, I want you to move up here. So I moved from the Student Union building to the administration building, and he gave me a little cubbyhole and told me that I was to do whatever he wanted me to do. And I said, yes, sir. So he gave me some little assignments. Mainly my job was to carry his briefcase and his paraphernalia to meetings and sometimes drive. But I was exposed to the inner workings of his office. In 62, early 62, he became almost bedridden, but still very alert, very lucid. But he told me I had to move into his office, and I told him he couldn't do that. And he said, I told you when you came, I wanted you to do what I told you to do, so do it. And I said, well, what do I do? Same thing you're doing. And bring all the papers for me to sign. You don't have a title or any stated legal hold on anything. So we worked that way for 6 months or so. But then he thought he should go to the board and have the board name me acting president during his illness, or something, the president pro tem. I don't know what it was. Yes, just anything to keep him from having to sign everything. Of course, I checked with him on everything and did that until...
Now, was he in bed at that time?
Yes, his home was across the street from the administration building under the...
President Loman Student Center.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the magnolia tree that's still at the Loman Student Center was in his backyard. And he was there almost until his death. Finally, of course, had to be hospitalized. And we went back and forth, and I never made decisions without going to discuss things with him. But I could sign the papers. Go ahead with the function. That lasted until 64, I suppose. Probably February of 64. And upon his death, then I became something else type. Until Dr. Templeton was elected by the board in May of 1964. I think that covers the time period.
Along with that, when you were acting, when Dr. Loman was still in his office, did you just act as his assistant?
Yes, ma'am.